Thanks for joining us for the Young, Widowed, and Dating podcast, where we discuss topics ranging from grief to moving forward after the loss of a spouse. On this episode, we'll be discussing 10 lessons that widowhood has taught me. I hope you'll tune in for the show. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Today, I'm discussing 10 things that widowhood has taught me in the 7 years since I've lost my spouse. Please know that this list is in no particular order. I've obviously learned way more than 10 things, but for the interest of time, I've narrowed down the list to things I think most widows can agree with. Again, the list isn't ranked in any order of importance as they're all equally valid. The first lesson I've learned is that you can go on even when you feel like giving up. I honestly didn't think I'd survive the first month of being widowed, yet here I am, 88 months later. There's a quote that says grief will make time stand still, but it'll also make it fly by. There's so much truth to that. The sad, broken part of me couldn't see herself climbing out of the rawest stages of my grief. There were times when I questioned why I was still here without my spouse. There were times when I literally had no more tears left to give. But somehow, through the grace of God, I survived the first year, then the next, then year three, and on and on. It feels like so long ago, but also as though it was yesterday. Regardless of how crappy a grief day you may have, I want you to know that you can in fact go on, even if it means facing life minute by minute. Lesson 2 is that you're never too lost to find yourself. When my husband died, I felt as though I'd lost my purpose and lost myself. So many of his goals were my goals, and I couldn't understand how to exist in a world where he was no longer present. So much of my identity died with him. But in losing that part of me, I also found an inner strength that I didn't know was there. That person who was his backbone and his sounding board started cheering herself on, started trusting her instincts more, and figured out who she wanted to be post-loss. So many in the widowed community find they become a better version of themselves after losing a spouse. If you're open to it and you're willing to do the work, you'll find this can be your story as well. The third lesson is that it's okay to not be okay. We all want to survive widowhood. We all want to get to the other side of the rawest stages of our grief. But the sad reality is that there are days when the grief is so overwhelming. There are days when we're crying uncontrollably and just don't have the willpower to face another day alone. I don't always subscribe to the fake it until you make it theory. Sometimes you have to cry it out, feel what you feel, or allow the grief wave to wash over you without fighting it. It's okay to reach out for professional help if you find yourself struggling with depression or, worst, having suicidal thoughts. Know that some days or weeks will hurt like hell and feel like a scab's been ripped off a wound. But be patient with yourself and know that this is all part of your healing. The fourth lesson is that self-care is critical. This goes hand in hand with it being okay to not be okay. You must practice self-care even if you're taking care of grieving children or even if you have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Remember how you're told that you should put on your own oxygen mask before helping others? The same is true of life. We give, truly give, from our overflow. If you're running around on empty, you'll be no good to your children who are obviously missing their father, and you definitely don't want something to happen to you in the meantime. You have to take time to make sure that you're recharged spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Perhaps self-care looks like fitness, healthy eating, therapy, prescribed medications, or something else. Maybe it's a combination of things, but you have to make yourself a priority. The fifth thing that widowhood has taught me about life is that even in your brokenness, you can still be of help to others. There's an expression that says broken crayons still color. Sometimes we think that we have to be quote-unquote healed in order to help someone else. That's simply not true. Even if you're shaking or crying while sharing your story, you can inspire someone with your words. It's not unusual for a widow to have a friend who later becomes a widow tell her that by watching her grieve, seeing her highs and her lows, that gave her strength to know that she too can survive it. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Have you checked out the new book by Keri Phillips? Letters to the Widowed Community offers validation and a down-to-earth style sure to resonate with widows of all ages. Included are Letters to the Sudden Death Widow, Widow Questioning Her Faith, Military Widow, Widow Who Wasn't Living Her Happily Ever After, and many more. Be sure to order a copy today at Amazon, BookBaby, Target, or other fine retailers.
Welcome back. I'm discussing a few lessons that I've learned as a result of widowhood. And we left off with number six. So number six is that there's no one size fits all. There are no manuals for grief or for life. What works for the widow down the street may not work for you. Some widowed people swear by self-help books, while others choose professional help. Some throw themselves into extreme sports, and others find moving to a new location sets them on a path to their healing. Try not to beat yourself up or lose patience if the weighted blanket, for example, doesn't give you the comfort it does for others, or if you get nothing from the life coach that others in the widowed community swear by. Grief is an individual process, and there is no set roadmap to follow. Number seven, death doesn't make everyone a better person. As in life, there are jerks, assholes, and narcissists. While we want to believe that widowhood makes us all better people, that's sadly not the case. Some use the loss of a spouse to be bitter and lash out at the world. For others, it just cements who they've always been. While the vast majority of widows I've met are the most amazing, upbeat, positive people you'd ever want to meet, some can be just downright cruel, nasty, and self-centered. For widowed people who only want to date someone who's lost a spouse, I encourage you to take the same precautions you would with a divorced person or one who's never been married. Number eight, the heart can expand. While our heart may be shattered into a million pieces post-loss, it still has the ability to love again. We can hold on to the precious memories and love we shared with a late partner while simultaneously loving a new person. Our love takes nothing away from our present partner and vice versa. Regardless of the judgment we get for quote-unquote moving on, we know the reality is that we never get over a loss. We simply learn to live with the hurt and move forward. Number nine, be kind always. Everyone is fighting a battle. Sometimes the weight of widowhood is so unbearable that we forget that there are others who are grieving and hurting. While another person's pain might not necessarily mirror our own, it's important to not be dismissive. Everyone is entitled to their issues and problems and has the right to rant and rave without being made to look ungrateful or silly simply because they haven't lost a spouse. Widows don't have a monopoly on sadness. It's important to be kind versus being right. Besides, why would you want someone else to endure the pain that we've been through? Number 10, strangers can become your tribe. Ask anyone who's lost a spouse, and they'll probably tell you that the dynamics of many of their friendships changed after they lost a spouse. While we may have played a role in that, society just doesn't know how to deal with someone who's grieving. I encourage every widowed person to connect with other widows in their vicinity. Join a support group, find a meetup, attend an annual event such as Camp Widow. Whatever you do, find your tribe. There is something healing in being with others who get it and who simply allow you to be yourself. They'll acknowledge your tears, give you support, and be the lifeline that you didn't realize you needed. So, since this was a list of 10 items, I won't do the five takeaways that are typical of the Young, Widowed, and Dating podcast. Instead, I'll recap the 10 lessons I've learned. Number one, you can go on even when you feel like giving up. Two, you're never too lost to find yourself. Number three, it's okay to not be okay. Four, self-care is critical. Five, even in your brokenness, you can still be of help to others. Number six, there's no one size fits all, especially when it comes to grief. Number seven, death doesn't make everyone a better person. Eight, the heart has the ability to expand. Nine, be kind always. Everyone is fighting a battle. And number 10, strangers can become your tribe. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Young, Widowed, and Dating podcast. Leave us a comment, rate the show, or share the podcast with a widowed person that you may know. I hope you'll join us next time. Thanks for joining us.